Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Mud Bay, right near Haines.
My name is Melina Shields, and I live in Mud Bay, Alaska. I'm an artist, a puppeteer, and a massage therapist to pay the bills. It's a peninsula, the southern end of peninsula, south of Haines, surrounded on both sides by water. Chilkat Inlet on one side, Chilkoot on the other. Mountains rise right straight out of the water. It's pretty scenic. There's an old cannery, many rocky beaches. It's quite beautiful. In the area that I live, you have to either take a boat or walk at low tide to access it. As far as year-round residents, we have about 6 houses over there that are occupied on a regular basis, I think. A lot of hand-built homes that people have been working on for 20 years, a lot of miraculous and beautiful gardens. Also, just people love to get outside. A lot of my neighbors hike every moment that the sun is out, and when the sun isn't out, too. In the whole Mud Bay area, that includes across Flat Bay and the rest of the peninsula, there are a lot of artists, a lot of people making music, a lot of people making yard art and puppets and glass mosaics and paintings and crazy sculptures, all kinds of things. I think aside from a fair number of artist studios and one gallery, the only business in the area is an old cannery, which is still operating as a fish buying and processing area, Letnikoff. I love the south-facing exposure, and I love watching the tide come in and out, and I love always knowing what the moon is doing in relation to the tides. I think it's unique to actually pay attention to the, to have to pay attention to that, and that's one of my favorite parts.
Melina Shields is an artist and massage therapist who lives in Mud Bay, Alaska. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Dave Waldron, Emily Files, Shady Grove Oliver, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Josh Edge.